Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, January 10th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. We seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties this morning, so apologize and thank you for your patience. We wouldn't have anything some days if it weren't for technical difficulties, it seems. It's always interesting. So, there are a few interesting stories floating around. I want to kind of pick up where I left off yesterday and really kind of focus on why it's important to you and I. Clive and Bundy's story, for example, is important to us, but why? And as I have said, you know, the Bundy family, really. But as I've said in the past, I don't agree with the methods, per se. But the message is hard to ignore when it comes to the Bundy family. So, speaking of that situation, as I mentioned yesterday, obviously the case was dismissed with prejudice against Clive and Bundy, and so that means he can't be retried. But it's interesting how the media portrayed it. The CNN headline, "Rancher Clive and Bundy Released from Prison," lawyer says, that is a disingenuous headline. Should have read, "Case dismissed with prejudice." But of course we can't have that now, can we? And the story was actually worse than that. I'm of the opinion that this story continues to rattle around in somewhat high-profile media circles, mainly for the purpose of fomenting further conflict. But listen to this. This is how CNN portrayed the Bundy situation, if you will. Go ahead, please.
It's disgusting of how they must think of the Constitution.
We first met the Bundy family 2 years ago in Nevada. Ammon Bundy, who is now leading the charge in Oregon, as well as his father, the patriarch, Clive and Bundy.
Mr. Bundy, I see in your arms that you are holding a dead calf.
Who knew how to get attention with stunts like this.
He's been without his mother 2 weeks.
Appearing on CNN's New Day and accusing the federal government of killing his livestock.
Get back now!
Bundy and his supporters were in the midst of a heated clash with the feds, and at one point, it turned violent.
Back up! You're gonna get back!
The issue was over land rights. The Bundys are cattle ranchers, the family's time here dating back to the 1800s. For the next century, the family, multiple generations, went about their business. But in 1989, a problem. The U.S. government declared the Mojave Desert Turtle an endangered species, which put an end to livestock raising on federal land. For ranchers like Bundy, it was a devastating ruling. Most packed up and left. Bundy stayed.
I said no. I not only said no, I said hell no.
And so for more than two decades, he's been repeatedly fined for grazing his cattle on public land, the bill totaling more than $1 million. The Bundys refuse to pay for one simple reason. They don't recognize the feds as having any legal authority.
What's your name?
My militia name is Whip Holt, and I just as soon go by that.
Just like now in Oregon, Bundy had a lot of armed militiamen supporting him.
It's no different than Mexican drug cartels coming to you and down in Mexico and telling you to pay money to stay on your own property. It's the same thing.
For ignoring the fees, the feds seized some of Bundy's cattle. But faced with the prospect of a bloody confrontation, another Ruby Ridge, the government relented, and Bundy and his supporters claimed victory. For a while, the federal renegade had been a hero to people like Senator Rand Paul and Fox's Sean Hannity. That is until Bundy said this.
I want to tell you one more thing I know about the Negro. And I've often wondered, are they better off as slaves, picking cotton, having family life and doing things, or are they better off under government subsidy?
And just like that, the Bundys basically lost all their mainstream support and fell off the radar. That is until people with the same last name converged on a small town in Oregon. Dan Simon, CNN, San Francisco.
And just like that. See how that's a fantastic psyop that's also taken out of context. We talked about that when he said it originally, and I would argue that we're all on the plantation now. The plantation didn't go away with the 13th and 14th Amendments. It was actually expanded, and we all have the benefit of, and I say benefit, pun intended, a sort of tongue-in-cheek joke, when the state creates rights and individuals against itself kind of thing. We all have the benefit of the administrative state and all of the joys that come along with it at this point. It is the system that has entirely usurped the orthodoxy of the Constitution and certainly the spirit of it, you would say. And so, we could argue about the Articles or the Constitution, but the problem is the orthodoxy of the Constitution is something that certain people, thinking of conversations like the conversations that Aaron Russo intimated about having with Nick Rockefeller, and basically Rockefeller saying that document isn't for everyone. It's only for certain people. And so anyway, regardless, a system has been architected over the top of the Constitution, the administrative state, and then the technocratic system beyond that. And now we have these secret meetings like the World Economic Forum coming up, where these people who believe themselves to be the overlords of the earth, most of the folks that you hear, though, are sort of the interlocutors of the real old school bad guys, but they meet in secret and plan, and more and more it's because of the way that people are engineered to think that they shouldn't think for themselves, the general public. We're getting to that place where guys like Bertrand Russell wrote about, that we have virtually two different species, the ruled and the rulers, which is unfortunate. Anyway, one more thing. I mentioned yesterday James Corbett's video. It's time. It's 2018, time to step things up. I agree with him. And I want to play that for you because, well, it'll sound okay. Listen to this. This is James Corbett. Go ahead.
Happy New Year, everybody. Right? Happy New Year? Happy 2018? I certainly hope so, but you'll forgive me if I'm feeling a bit uneasy about that New Year greeting. Because as I sit here in the appropriately overcast skies of Western Japan, I can't help but feel a little bit of dis-ease about the coming year, and perhaps you feel it along with me, what with regime change swirling around in Iran and nuclear button tweets drifting across the Korean Peninsula and technocracy rising and rising and rising as the rise of the robots in 2017 looks like there are no signs of it abating in 2018. I think there are a lot of reasons to be concerned about this year. And for other reasons as well, I feel really and truly, I feel a profound sense of danger for the Corbett Report in particular and the alternative media in general, more so than I have in the entire 11 years that I've been doing this work. Not only because of the soft censorship that we've talked about, from Google delisting and deranking to
YouTube age restrictions and Twitter shadow banning and Facebook newsfeed manipulation, but also the hard censorship that is clearly taking shape right now in the form of the Russian propaganda and fake news memes, with activist posts and other alternative media outlets now being hit with a fresh round of Russian propaganda allegations, which will be used increasingly to work towards hard censorship. So there are a lot of reasons to be very worried about the potential problems of the new year. But having said that, it is my resolution for this year. I am going to redouble my efforts. And yes, for all of you at home thinking, oh, James, you slack too much. Only 100 hours or so of audio last year, a feature-length documentary, a dozen or so hour-long podcasts, however many hundred interviews or whatever it was. Ah, not enough. Well, I agree, not enough. Not enough. Because we do not know for how long we will have this relative free and open access to the internet to spread this message. So I'm going to redouble my efforts and make even greater effort this year at spreading this information as fast and as far and as furiously as I can. So, I will require your assistance with that. So, as an auxiliary part of my New Year's resolution, I'm going to be also trying to make this as easy as possible for you guys out there to share the information that I'm going to be putting out there this year with, hopefully, weekly or thereabouts podcasts, as well as interviews and articles and videos. So, on that note, I hope that you have already seen the first podcast of the new year on the Iranian protests. If you have not, please do watch that and spread it around. I really do appreciate the support in sharing that information. I think it's extremely important that we get out in front of these developing memes as before they progress to the stage of info weapons that will be used against the people of Iran or the people of the world generally. So your support in spreading the word about that is extremely important. And to that end, I did note that in 2017, despite my railings against the Twitterverse and Facebook feeds and Instagram and YouTube and all the usual suspects of the controlled corporate big tech slash intel agency social media platforms, I spent more of my time last year posting to Twitter and YouTube than I did posting to the alternative social media platforms that I've talked about in the past as ways to get off of that particular big brother intel agency social media matrix. So if you are unaware of those alternatives, I would suggest you go back to a video that I made a while ago now called The Social Media Exodus Has Begun, Here's Where Everybody Is Going, where I did talk about some of these alternatives. But on that note, you will notice in the past week, I have been posting pretty much daily to Steemit.com and Minds.com, and uploading videos to DTube and to Minds.com, so that there are now even more ways to get to access, to spread, to share this information. So if you are on those platforms, of course I appreciate the upvotes, the likes, the comments. Follow me, subscribe, remind me, re-steam me. All of that is valuable. It really does help to make a difference to spread this information. If you are not on those platforms, if you've never heard of them before, please check them out. Please check out other alternative social media platforms. And
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Please, you don't need to wait for orders from headquarters. Please help spread this word any way you can. If you can do translations and post them up anywhere. I don't care. Just get the word out. It is extremely important that we work to get this information out while we still can, in the form that we can today. Because you never know what's coming down the line. And we can hope for a happy new year. And I certainly do hope for one. And I hope that you enjoy 2018, but let's not just sit around on our posteriors hoping for it. Let's get up, get out there, and make the change that we want to see. It relies on you and me and all of us working together to help spread this information. I hope you'll be here with me for another exciting year. James Corbett, CorbettReport.com.
So there you have it. Probably should have tried to squeeze that in a little bit earlier. I thought we did that and not break it over the first break, but there it is. There you have it nonetheless. And I completely agree with James. And it should sound fairly familiar. I mean, that's basically how I opened the year. And actually, a few days before the beginning of the year, saying, does it really matter? And this country is really going through some turmoil, unfortunately. And there are so many idioms, but I'm reminded of, when I was a younger man, and my mom used to say that there aren't very many idiots, but they get around a lot, so it seems like there are a lot of them. And unfortunately, there are far too many automatons in this society, people who act like robots, and that doesn't bode well for us. We're kind of playing into a variety of traps, I would say. And there are some key examples that I'll get into here in the next segment. But it seems that everything is being engineered to be a trap. You know, we're hearing about AI. I think one of the biggest concerns about machine learning and the fact that we're already hearing, I think we're going to watch certain jobs going away. I mean, we've talked, for example, on this broadcast about Nobel Prize winning economist Angus Deaton saying, you know, when Donald Trump said, well, I'll talk to Apple and maybe we can bring some of those jobs back. Well, like Dave Chappelle said, I don't think we, you know, Dave Chappelle put it best, I think, when he said, we want to buy Nike shoes. We don't want to make them. There are some jobs that we don't want. It's funny when Dave Chappelle says it, I think, but probably sounds what people would call racist if any of the rest of us say it. But really, it's, you know, it's probably something that most people would say if they felt they were able to say that freely. The point is that when Donald Trump said that he'll talk to Apple and maybe we can make some iPhones here, as Angus Deaton observed, even China is in danger. In fact, China's probably in the most danger as far as jobs being automated by robot technology. And I'm not the only person that is saying that. High profile folks and mainstream pundits are saying the same thing. And again, Angus Deaton, the Nobel Prize winning economist, says that China is one of the primary targets of automation. 73% of China's jobs are in danger of being automated. Foxconn has already fully disclosed that they're planning on going entirely automated and getting rid of their 60,000 or so employees that make Android devices and iPhones of varying types. So that seems like a setup to me, exactly as Kurzweil wrote, that at some point you will expect to, as those jobs are being automated away, and then the concern becomes real, very real for most folks, inescapable, then the chipping discussion will start to come into full view. And that calls to mind the show Black Mirror, among others. The board op encouraged me to watch a couple of episodes. I watched one last night, and it's entirely unbearable. But I forced my way through the episode that Jodie Foster directed, Archangel, and we'll talk more about that and some other things on the other side of this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, January 10th, 2018. And so as I said, you know, we'll just kind of pick up there. The board op encouraged me to watch a few episodes. He's been talking to me about this for a while. Watching a few episodes of the Netflix original series Black Mirror, and so I started with season 4 episode 2 Archangel, which was directed by Jodie Foster, and we'll get her hot take on that in a minute when she was on CBS this morning, and it certainly was BS in the morning. But Black Mirror, according to the Wikipedia entry, is a British science fiction anthology television series created by Charlie Brooker, with Brooker and Annabelle Jones serving as the program showrunners. It examines modern society, particularly with regard to the unanticipated consequences of new technologies. But these really aren't unanticipated consequences of new technologies. Two observations. First of all, as many folks have been pointing out, yours truly included, for quite some time, this new technology has origins in the nether realms. And that fact is really inescapable in the way that these folks who create the technology pay homage to those dark and nefarious forces in the naming conventions, if nothing else. The Black Mirror is a great example. You know, we are surrounded by Black Mirrors, these phones and tablets and desktop and laptop screens, MacBooks and televisions and things with the perfect, you know, the golden ratio, all that kind of stuff. Those are all Black Mirrors or scrying mirrors to see into other worlds. There was a reason why Windows was called Windows, for example. And the more you get into that, if you get into programming, for example, you'll see that in that homage, paying homage to the dark forces that are gifting this technology to people who I would say are in league with the devil, the shiny, flashy, fallen one, basically. You see it in their naming conventions. If you get into programming, for example, you pay attention, you start to see that, and you wonder why is, for example, why in technology would you need to call something a demon? Which is an odd choice, I think, by most accounts. And that's just one example. Anyway, so the unanticipated consequences of new technology, you know, we'll play a clip here in a minute of Jodie Foster talking about how, in her opinion, and it's interesting how people weigh in on this stuff. You know, how does she know? How much research has she done? She says the technology is benign. It's neither good nor bad. And so, you know, it just does what we ask it to do. Well, first of all, that's not true. And it is intended for nefarious ends. And it's a way for, in simple terms, I would put it this way. It's a way for mankind to essentially create a system, the launch pad for Genesis chapter 6, a redo of Genesis chapter 6. In other words, the overrun of fallen angels on earth, essentially. What you read in Genesis chapter 6. In the garden, man was given authority over the earth. God said, go subdue it and rule over it. And then there was a usurpation that occurred in the garden. And because of that, the chain of command was also usurped. And now we have quite a mess. Jesus will come straighten that out soon enough. Well, maybe not soon enough, but in other words, you know, as the book of Revelation closes, come, Lord Jesus, come. I mean, any day now is feeling more overdue. I don't know about you, but I've been thinking about this more and more. You know, how much more unendurable can life in America get? And I don't want to ask that question, because every time you have that thought, it seems that you see something that makes it entirely worse. I'll give you a great example here in a minute. But the technology was intended for nefarious ends by nefarious forces. Basically, man setting up a system for, well, again, I mean, I've mentioned a number of books. The best illustration of the concept to me is in the book that Alice Bailey is credited with, and was channeled. She transcribed the book, I suppose you could say, in a trance-like state, and the externalization of the hierarchy is the book that I'm talking about, and in it, she talks about a number of things that are happening today. the most operative concept in this case is perhaps the idea that she wrote about, that there would be such a disturbance on Earth that it would be part of creating a rent or a tear in the space-time continuum to allow the Ascended Masters to come back to Earth and help us. And, you know, when I hear that word help in this context, I think of, you know, government authorities showing up and saying that we're here to help you while they give you the beat down. It's that kind of help. In other words, it's not help for your sake. It's help for someone or something else. Anyway, that's the operative concept. So the technology is intended for that purpose. Man will create these bodies for disembodied spirits, for example. That's what the technology is all about. Technology won't become sentient at any point. It will be demonically inhabited or possessed in the same fashion that people without the Holy Spirit can be possessed as well. And that's something that anybody can read the Bible and study up on. But And I realize this is probably controversial stuff, but as you look around, the evidence becomes overwhelming at a certain point. So many people have written about this. The things that I have talked about that Ray Kurzweil wrote about, for example, in a number of books, the most notable perhaps, The Age of Spiritual Machines, the book title says it all, The Age of Spiritual Machines. So what happens when... I mean, I guess the point in conjunction with what I'm saying, mentioning Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, is there's a segue, a natural segue that he speaks to and that you can see, even though it's not spoken to directly, of once these machines are able to be inhabited spiritually, so to speak, the Age of Spiritual Machines, it's not just people sticking chips in their heads. It's this idea of what Jaron Lanier calls the technological rapture that these guys believe in, that they can download their minds into their consciousness into a laptop or a phone and live forever, essentially. But why? Why would you want to do that? When you see the stories... I think I mentioned one of the stories yesterday. These stories circulate all the time. I think it was a Reuters story. Science can make people live forever. While I'm looking for that, you know, we see those kinds of stories all the time. I saw one a couple of days ago. Can't find it off the top. I'm pretty sure it was a Reuters story. Anyway, why would we need to download our consciousness into a laptop is the point. If science can make you live forever, if science is engineering these bodies of various forms, DARPA working on self-regenerative skin for decades now. I remember talking about that back in 2006. DARPA trying to create self-regenerative skin. Why would you need to do that? And so these, you know, you have the exoskeletons now, you have the self-regenerative skin and the nanobot swarming bodies. You could make yourself into anything you want. This is all the kind of stuff that tech overlords have been working on. So why would you need to download your consciousness into a laptop, so to speak, if you could do all of that? And there are a variety of scenarios that have been proposed in the future as far as that's concerned. But these are the kinds of things that these people talk about. And the specific answer to the question, why would you need to download your consciousness into a laptop, which is a ridiculous idea, by the way. But the answer is in 2 Peter chapter 3, this fire that Peter talks about. He talks about water, you know, the earth was made by water and it was destroyed, being flooded by water, 2 Peter 3:6. But, verse 7, but by his word, capital H, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. Skipping ahead, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. The heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. So these bad guys have literally spent millions and millions of dollars in research, having the brightest minds they can find, exploring the subject of information not being bound by time or space, and therefore, can it escape this kind of a fire? The technological rapture. In other words, the devil is trying to promise eternal life too, counterfeiting God's character and nature, just as he says in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. So it should be no surprise to hear bad guys working on that kind of technology, but why? And the more you see these kinds of stories, the more we start to bump directly up against passages like 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 6 through 10. And as Peter goes on to say, once you realize that's what's happening and it's not going to work out, then what comes, the admonition afterward becomes inescapable. So Peter continues writing, since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, this time by fire, not by water, what sort of people ought you to be? In holy conduct and godliness. This is an admonition for all of us. Me, you know, you, all of us. The way we should comport our lives to God's admonition and exhortation. And things are going to get worse, as Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I've talked about that too. But again, as Peter writes, since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And the irony of this is that the bad guys that are working on the idea of downloading yourself into a laptop and creating swarming nanobot bodies would look at this and say, oh, that's ridiculous. You know, you're gonna trust in that fairy tale? Well, your idea of downloading your consciousness into a laptop and creating a swarming nanobot body is no more ridiculous. But again, the real purpose of that technology is not for the benefit of mankind. In simplest terms. But the other inescapable reality of that technology, and you know, in sort of accordance with what Jodie Foster said, I'll explain when we come back from this break. Stick around, we'll be right back. Thank you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
So, the Black Mirror series, inspired by older anthology shows like The Twilight Zone, you know, it really kind of feels like a Tavistock Institute for Human Relations messing with your mind kind of show, really, from across the pond. You know, and speaking of that, if you're not familiar, there are a number of videos, but Daniel Estulin's book is one of the most recent, Tavistock Institute, Social Engineering the Masses. That's one, but I think one of the most authoritative is the book that Google and, you know, all of the search engines doesn't want you to read, apparently, Dr. John Coleman's book, The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, Shaping the Moral, Spiritual, Cultural, Political, and Economic Decline of the United States of America. That's a good book. Everyone should read that. So the Black Mirror just feels like another one of these kinds of, you know, Tavistock Institute molding of the clay sorts of books or series. The medium is the message. Marshall McLuhan type scenario. Coming through the Black Mirror, it's a show about a Black Mirror or a Black Mirror show coming through the Black Mirror, but I digress. Anyway, so the other problem, the main problem, you know, setting aside the fact that the technology is not just benign, and it's not. The main issue, and again, see, all of these things were encouraged to turn away from. I mean, what I'm saying now is becoming more and more unpopular in this society. It used to be not controversial, I would say, necessarily, you know, but it's becoming more, I think, controversial or antagonistic to the flesh, perhaps, maybe, you could say, to talk about the biblical parallels that society is running. And the further we go in the wrong direction, the more people don't want to hear that, ironically, because the more we need to hear that. You know, the further we get, the further we run away from God, the more we need to hear that message, repent, return. So setting aside the technology issue, even if technology was benign and it's not, then we have the issue of sin. And what can man create? That is, can man create anything perfect? No. Especially when you start talking about machine learning. You know, guys like Elon Musk have said this is dangerous because, you know, if we're going to program machine learning to make a lot of money, for example, it might short commodities and go long on defense spending and start a war to make a lot of money. But wait, that sounds like what man's already doing. So even the people working on this technology admit it's very difficult to fathom that man could make something perfect when he himself is not. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after a short break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.